Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The Carolina Panthers are giving us heart attacks, don't you think? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Honestly, I cannot tell whether the Panthers are a good football team or a great one. The way they have played over the last 3 weeks is mind-boggling and head-scratching. They are 4-2, but could easily be 2-4, or 3-3, or 5-1 after dramatic finishes against the Giants, Redskins, and Eagles. Sunday's game was the most perplexing. After looking inept and being shut out 17-0 after three quarters, Cam Newton led three beautiful touchdown drives to go ahead 21-17 with under 2 minutes to play. Then after allowing the Eagles to storm back down the field to the red zone, on third and goal and fourth and goal from the Carolina's 2-yard line, Philly quarterback Carson Wentz threw two incompletions. They had two plays to run it in and chose to pass on both snaps. The Panthers lost in a similar manner the week before when they were on the doorstep of the Redskins' end zone, but two poorly thrown passes by Newton sent them home from Washington, D.C. with a demoralizing defeat. Now they were going to Philadelphia to take on the defending Super Bowl champions, who are a tougher road opponent than the Redskins. This madness all started 3 weeks ago when the Panthers squandered a big advantage to the hapless New York Giants, who took the lead by scoring with enough time to let Newton march his team into position for a field goal to pull out the game. The drive stalled just beyond midfield, leaving Graham Gano with a career-long 63-yard attempt to pull out the game. Gano made it easily to send the crowd at Bank of America Stadium into delirium, but the Panthers did not seem to learn much from that very close call. They fell behind the very average Redskins and lost and then did nothing for three quarters against the Eagles. It's hard to say what those three games mean right now because the Giants won't make the playoffs and the Redskins and Eagles are barely hanging on. For the Panthers, the remaining schedule seems just as neurotic. 7 of the 9 games are against the Ravens, Lions, Steelers, Seahawks, Falcons, and 2 against the Saints. Any sure wins in there? I don't think so. This is Archansky. See ya.